Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Right, let's get the latest on this business at Leinster House. There was a meeting of the opposition leaders this morning. It's anticipated now that they're going to inform the Crown Corla at midday, in about 6 minutes' time, that they believe her position is no longer tenable. Barry Lenehan joins us from Leinster House. So, Barry, what can you tell us?
Almost high noon, Claire, and high political stakes here for the Crown Corla, Verona Murphy. In a few moments' time, TDs will file into the Dáil Chamber away to my right here, fill it up for leaders' questions, to put questions to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. But those questions, we do now know, will consist of expressions of no confidence in the Crown Corla, Verona Murphy, a situation we have not seen since 2009, when the then Crown Corla, John O'Donoghue, was told by Labour Party leader Eamon Gilmore that his position was no longer tenable. In terms of the choreography of how this will work over the next half an hour to three quarters of an hour, is that we would expect the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald to rise to her feet, then the Labour Party leader Ivana Batrick, the Social Democrats deputy leader Keane O'Callaghan, and then perhaps Richard Boyd Barrett of the People Before Profit, all expressing the same sentiment which has been agreed at that meeting of the opposition party leaders, that they no longer have confidence in Verona Murphy. Mm-hmm. What will happen then? Well, that is the million-dollar question. Will the Wexford TD, will she seek to tough it out and maybe force a motion of no confidence to go down, if that is indeed permissible next week? Will she tough it out? That is one scenario. Or will she see the writing on the wall? Nobody perhaps around here is willing to guess or call how this will go. We did hear the Chief Whip, Mary Butler, on with you earlier, saying the government will vote all as one in any no confidence motion. But again, these are uncharted territories, uncharted waters really for Irish politics, to see such cohesion, A, across the opposition, and B, for that cohesion to all be expressing no confidence in Verona Murphy. Remember as well, sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to ask you, Barry, I mean, the irony here is the prerogative of the Crown Corla as to whether there is a vote of no confidence held or not. She makes that decision.
That seemed to be the suggestion earlier on from Ono Mahony, yes, on with yourself and others as well of the that would be greater Sean O'Lea on the constitution than I, and indeed some of the others around here. But talking to some of the TDs, I did put Ono Mahony's point to them, that they were steadfast. They believe that any motion of no confidence can proceed next week, and that is where they will go if Verona Murphy digs her heels in. Now, she hasn't spoken since yesterday's hoopla and chaotic scenes in the Dáil, so perhaps we should expect some form of an address when the Dáil resumes here in a few minutes time at 12 o'clock, where she will address what happened yesterday and address her own position. But whether she will preempt what the opposition leaders are about to tell her, that's another question. And really, the other thing some of the opposition are saying to me, that even if they get the political scalp of the Crown Corla, unprecedented as that might be, it still doesn't solve the substantial of issue around the speaking rights for Michael Lowry and those other independent TDs, and the Dáil bells now just ringing in the background here of the TDs starting to file into the chamber for this showdown.
So it's all about to kick off. Now, as that TD said to you, if they get the scalp of the Crown Corla, the next question is, where does that leave this government deal that has been done between the main parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and the independents? Because Verona Murphy, it's widely accepted, I mean, putting her in the Crown Corla seat was a big part of that deal, right?
That's it, yes. Verona Murphy elected as a member of the Regional Independent Group, and of course Michael Lowry, the Tipperary North TD, referencing that on the day she was elected back in December, which seems a political lifetime ago, even though the Dáil has not sat all that often, if you will, since then, such as been this intractable row. But where does it leave that deal? That is the question. And indeed, talking to those of the People Before Profit, Sinn Féin, they believe that they want still compromise on the speaking arrangements. Indeed, plead the aid to leader Pather Tobin, subsequent to his appearance with you on the radio earlier on, was out in the plinth saying that the government should enter into mediation talks about this row and get somebody like Kieran Mulvey involved to help broker peace and break bread between all the sides here. But really, even if Verona Murphy is to stand aside, and at the moment we heard the government saying they will back her, some in government circles, although not close to the cabinet, suggesting, you know, would she actually, they believe her race is perhaps run, but others saying they will stick by her. But even if she does go, still the central position, the central issue that the opposition has had, is still remains around those speaking arrangements. And as we know, the government side very much sticking by it and saying that they will not be for upending once again here. So both sides pretty much entrenched.
Barry, we'll let you get your ears on it now. It's just about to start in about 30 seconds time. There'll be more from Barry on Drive Time a little bit later on. And of course, the latest on the news at 1, 2.